We may have just witnessed a real budget cut. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The government officially runs out of money in a few weeks, and House members have been busy proposing cuts. Most of the cuts are couch change, but one amendment was to eliminate a huge military project, an alternative engine for the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter. This is a super-duper fighter plane, which already has a perfectly good engine, and this project is so wasteful that even the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff doesn't want it.
I cannot make sense out of this second engine.
This is a military guy.
We cannot afford to buy the second engine.
See, even the military guy doesn't want it. And yet the taxpayers of this country have already written $3 billion worth of checks to build this alternative engine. Why? Because the parts are made in states like Ohio, home state of Speaker of the House John Boehner. But to his credit, Boehner allowed this project to come up for a vote, and look what happened. Liberal Democrats, who've always thought the military was too fat, found common ground with Tea Party Republicans, who think the whole government is too fat, and they won. They passed an amendment to cut the alternative engine for the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter. I know most of you don't care, but this was the Hosni Mubarak of the defense budget. We should be dancing and chanting, "We killed the alternative engine for the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter," even though that's a really tough chant. But it shows that some of these Tea Partiers are serious about real budget cuts. It's not just about cutting funding to the president's teleprompter or that federal study on how menopausal women turn to yoga to prevent hot flashes. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.